Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop, pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend is the Mind Killer, which is apparently a quote from Dune, which I watched this weekend and did not remember. But there's a lot of it's.
But did not remember.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yes.
We'll get to my thoughts on Dune after the break tease. But I will say one thing. I kind of wish I watched it on HBO Max because I understood probably every other thing that people said. Because I'm old, maybe. But I watched it in IMAX, and that screen is big. All right. Rolling Stone, though, is trending because they have dropped a new piece of reportage about how the organizers of the January 6th rally say they worked closely with, sorry, I'm going to put on my glasses here. Members of Congress?
Are you for real?
Do we have names?
Oh, yeah, we have names. It's all the people that you saw out loud saying the shit up until and including the day of the insurrection attempt and all that other shit. I mean, you know, it's this piece is getting a lot of, you know, attention because it's like naming saints like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, that they were all saying that, like, apparently there are certain things like they're alleging that Paul Gosar may have told people that there would be a blanket pardon from the White House for the organizers. So it's like little details coming out, but not so much in the fact that I think a lot of people, like, you know, when you look at this piece, you saw how they were communicating and organizing in the open already. So it's not that much of a shock, like when you read these names. And it's also kind of falling short of, like we said, even with the other stuff as it relates to the January 6th stuff, like we're never going to find like the golden receipt of a voicemail that is just articulating every single bad thing that happened. So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, reading this and being like, oh my God, there's some texture to this, but there doesn't seem to be anything quite pushing past the limits of things we had never heard before. There's a lot of stuff talking about what's going on in the January 6th committee, but not quite to that point where it's like, oh my goodness me, like this is unassailable evidence.
Speaking of texture, do they have any texts? Because I feel like these old ass dudes are probably like unaware that texts last and can be used as evidence.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, because this isn't necessarily coming, like, giving us everything that is known within this committee. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that they are sitting on and trying to figure out how they're going to, you know, message it or reveal. But I think, you know, when you see all these people who are like, oh, these people need to resign, I'm like, well, it's the same. We're dealing with the same information we had, like, publicly, mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, as much as I was like, this is it, is this it? I'm like, there's some kind of new stuff. But again, no golden receipt, because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like they're consistently pretty stupid about leaving messages. Like, just that the, and maybe I'm more conflating Trump with his supporters in Congress and enablers in Congress, but like his, what he did with the, like the impeachment trial gives me faith that there might be receipts, like, the more I think about it, because just kind of straight up oblivious about any sort of evidence collection, think, or even that what they're doing is wrong.
I think there's just like this other thing too, like, it's more so like what is needed for people to understand the severity of it, because it's not enough for a lot of people to be like, they were talking to people who are organizing the rally and like coordinating, like already seeing that as like just gross misconduct at like its most optimistic view. Like, it's like to the point where I'm sure people are like, God, if we only had a thing that said Donald Trump, tell me to do Mike Pence and make Gallo, and then I will overturn election, go to these windows because weaker. I left the door unlocked. Like, it's not going to be like that. I think it's a lot of people knowing, and probably smart enough to know, like, well, look, that's going to be an interesting mix of, you know, paramilitary groups that are going to be there as well. Maybe they'll figure it out. Wink, 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 wink. You know, and I think to look for the smoking gun or like receipts like that is a very narrow way of kind of looking at the event.
Thinking about it. Yeah. All right. The World Series is set and we're all excited.
Yeah.
Right. I can speak for all of us.
Credit to the Braves. You know, we couldn't get it done when we had the sticks in our hands. That's for sure. And you know, shout out to, we have a lot of Braves fans that we work with. So I'm glad, you know, y'all have something to, you know, cheer for. And I just do hope y'all beat the brakes off the fucking Astros. Please. Please.
Yes. Yeah,
that's all.
Absolutely.
In that sense, I'm like, I'm fully with y'all. Please.
You have
please
one
destroy
job.
The Astros.
Win. Just win.
Just win.
We just woke up from the coma and we're telling you, just win. fuck the Astros. Who is rooting for the Astros other than
the people of Houston?
The people inside that stadium.
I mean, look, there's a lot of Stros fans out there, but
for sure.
As it comes down in this town, nah, you don't want that.
My mind was made up when they were heading to the eighth inning of the Dodgers, Braves, you know, the game where they knocked the Dodgers out and they started playing Outkast. And I think it was like the first album. And like when Andre was rocking the Braves gear, like what before he really felt comfortable enough to show the world who he is. And I was like, Atlanta's a fucking cool town.
Atlanta's lit. Well, at first it was like playing country. I remember one of the breaks they'd come back and it was country, and I'm like, "Nah, man, play ATLians." Fuck, and they're like, "Now throw your hands in the air." And I'm like, maybe they deserve something. I can't deny that at all. But yeah, I knew it was wrong when Mookie Betts couldn't do shit. I was like, if everyone's gonna be like big old goose eggs, there was no chance. And part of me was like, mathematically, people are due for something. Like, you can't go 0-3, 0-4. Like, you got it. You'd probably imagine one hit or something. And when that wasn't happening, especially with, man, looking at the bases being all, anyway.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one.
Shouts to the Braves. Do the damn thing.
Do it. And Alec Baldwin is trending. There are reports coming off the set about how there were walkouts ahead of the day the shooting occurred about gun safety specifically.
Yeah.
So as a producer on the movie, specifically a producer who's on set, like, for the whole thing, like, that it seems like there might be some culpability.
Especially like when too there's like, you know, the gun wrangler, it seemed like there are question marks about that person and, you know, not doing everything above board. Again, just such a preventable death, and this, you know, woman's life is taken tragically and leaving behind a family. It's all bad. But, you know, you can count on Donald Trump Jr. to not give a fuck about anything about that, because Alec Baldwin is also trending because he's hawking shirts that say something like guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people.
Donald Trump Jr. is not Alec Baldwin.
Donald Trump Jr. is, yes, hawking these shirts.
That would
be
bad taste for Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, if he was. But something would about it be like, this is so weirdly opportunistic and American that tracks. Yeah. But yeah, that's what they're leading with on the right over there. So that's the hot piece of merch today, is to, you know, completely trivialize a woman's tragic death.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back, and it's time for my very lukewarm take on Dune, which is that I wish I saw it on HBO Max, first of all, like I mentioned.
Where did you see it?
I saw it at the Chinese theater and the IMAX screen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was kind of cool.
That must have been at least a visual experience, even though I know you're saying you long for HBO Max, but shit.
I saw
large
it, like,
format's cool.
From 10 to after midnight, you know, I was feeling ambitious. And it was, you know, I'm too old for that shit. But that is a cool theater. I hadn't really been in there in a long time. And it's cool. I just walked around in the theater like a lost kid for a little while. Dune is a very cool looking movie. It's a little on the slow side if you're expecting like nonstop action. It is hard to hear. So, you know, if you see it in theaters, just have better hearing than me, I guess. Mm. But the thing that I think like put me in the wrong mind frame for the movie is that I watched like 5 trailers before it, and it was like Moonfall. It was The Eternals. It was the new Spider-Man movie. And mm-hmm. they all like have this same, like, I don't know, it's like the world is ending, wong, like all mm-hmm. all that Inception shit. And the Dune soundtrack is by Zimmer and is very Inception-y. And I don't know, it just felt like my first thought heading into the movie was like, damn, we're just making the same movie over and over again now. That's like all we watch. And then Dune kind of felt a part of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I've never read the books or however many works of literature there are, but I have a few just hardcore Dune people that I know, and hearing them over the years always complain about the lack of a good Dune movie has just been like, I've just reduced their personalities to that one quote. And so over the weekend, I was like, on like Friday morning, because I knew they were catching that Thursday night HBO Max thing, like the second mm-hmm. it was available. And most people were like, you know, I can't lie. Like, I kind of need it. That they did it right. They did it right. Yeah. So it's interesting to see the perspectives from fans and also non-fans. So I'm curious to see what I think of it when I check it out.
And also the elderly, like me.
Yes, of course.
I feel like Dune heads, as they're called, are mm-hmm. going to be mad because, like, I will say it's the best version of those like movies where there's like giant scale and the like worlds are ending and like shit is blowing up. It's just that because I saw a bunch of like, you know, appetizer sized versions of like the cheaper version of that,
right,
like heading up to it, it kind of fucked it up for me. But I don't know. It's also like something people, I wish I'd kind of had a better sense of heading in, is that it is the first, it's the first half of a movie. Like it's not like you get to the midpoint of the story at the
end. Oh, are
there
going to be multiples?
Yeah, there's going to be a second one, I believe.
Oh shit. Okay. Then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just leave it there? They're like, all right, Doom.
Right. but it, and I mean, it says it up top. It's like part one or whatever, but it like, a lot of times part one still has the structure of a like traditional screenplay. And I felt like this was, you know, it had that, but it also was just a little bit
left a lot hanging. Hey, but that's how, you know, I think that's maybe that's how they want to honor the material.
There you go. Hertz is trending because they ordered 100,000 Teslas to electrify their fleet.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's got the markets thinking a lot. I mean, that's like, it was like, whoa, they just got 100,000 of these Teslas. I don't know. I guess that's probably a better move for Tesla because it means more people will interact with their cars than anything.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But yeah, and also, sure, great for the environment to have to electrify your fleet. Damn, though, I can see some people fucking up a Tesla, though. Like
driving
a car and then not knowing like it's electric, and then you're like trying to like, you're like, what the fuck,
just pouring gasoline all over.
Where do I plug it in? Like, because that would confound me. But Tesla's also in the news too, because like they released some like fully, you know, automated hands-free driver shit, and then like within a few like 36 hours, like, oh, we actually have to take that down. It's in beta. It's doing some weird stuff. Doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Teslas are very safe for the people inside of them, but
as long as they're driving them,
as long as they're driving
a computer,
they are like one solid piece of you know, as opposed to other cars, which are like a bunch of different parts like kind of woven together. The bottom of a Tesla is like the bottom of a bumper car. It's just one big battery, so that keeps you safe. But the fact that like we're now putting a bunch of people in experiences that are brand new to them, and it's like the very first time you ever drive a Tesla, it's like the main thing you get is like, holy shit, this thing goes from 0 to 80 in like a second.
Yeah.
Just like as fast as you want to go, it will do that for you.
I can only imagine what happens when you layer that on top of not giving a fuck tourist driving.
The way that, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's because I'm telling you, I did the worst driving of my life in rental cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like bending corners, like burning out. Like I almost fucking flipped a Mustang that I rented.
Mustang is such a just, they always try and upsell you with the Mustang. Or they also just have extra spare Mustangs hanging around. They're like, right. You want a Mustang, man?
At the time, I got rear-ended, so my car was in the shop, so the insurance, like, the other person's insurance was paying for it. When I got there, they're like, oh, is this a rental car? Like, yo, dude, he's like, you want a Mustang? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, it's a GT. And I'm like, I don't really drive. He's like, nah, you're going to, here, take it. It's a convertible, dude. They're going to love it. And I remember.
They're going to love it, bro.
I pulled out, and I was like, oh, shit, this thing's noisy and, like, got a lot of pep to it. And on this one turn, I was like, fuck it. Let's go Fast and Furious. I spun this fucker like you wouldn't believe. And like, because I was not respecting anything about the car. And I was like, yeah. No. I have to remember my life is also hanging in the balance.
Yeah. And finally, John Mulaney was trending for reasons that I did not bother to look into. But we will live on this show because it's something with Olivia Munn. John Mulaney's relationship, they're expecting... people were really invested in this relationship and his past relationships. Where are we at, Miles? Why is John Mulaney trending?
It's trending because, again, this is from Us Weekly, so take it with 3 canisters of Morton salt. An insider has some goss, okay, that things are shaky, quote, an unknown future, because, quote, the relationship is imperfect. Now, if you look at the timeline, right, they started dating in May. And you know, remember she was like putting it out there to the universe and shit. So she got with him in May, and then in September, they announced that they were having a baby. Uh-huh. And now we're here at the end of this month, and this like story is coming out. They said, quote, this has been an imperfect relationship from the start. And they go on to say, this is the quote from them fully, quote, Olivia and John still have to decide what kind of future they're going to have together, if any. It's a time of uncertainty for both of them. The parents-to-be are, quote, a long way from deciding and locking in what their relationship is going to be going forward. Now, I can see this being total bullshit, and I can also see this being total truth. So it's a pick-your-pleasure situation for the reader, because, yeah, that seems like a very accelerated timeline for a relationship, especially for someone who's in recovery. And, you know, going from not daddy to daddy real quick, I'm sure can be very jarring. Shit, it's jarring for people who, like, make the decision to have children. I don't know. I hope.
Yeah.
Good luck, I guess.
Yeah. The parenthood thing can be cool early in recovery. My wife had our first child in my first year of recovery, and that's been great, but the whole newness of it is tough, man. That's a tough thing to, you know, they say you're not supposed to end a relationship, start a relationship in your first year of recovery, unless it's like super toxic or whatever.
Unless she's super hot and like you got a ton of money.
Right. I think it actually says, unless it's Olivia Munn. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. The obsession, like there does seem to be a weird parasocial thing with him, with like his fans, because he has that kid next door like energy in his stand up and seems very relatable. So I don't know. Hopefully people just leave him alone. Let him work it out. That'll just, probably happen.
If the relationship's an L, like if you're gonna learn anything from like these documentaries about like other celebrities and the role the media plays in making their lives like exponentially harder, like whatever. But yeah, people clearly, this relationship specifically has a lot of like, this could be us, but you play in energy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending here on Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Yeah. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. No. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.